Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only
Harry Friedman,
who just a few seconds ago here on the Jeopardy stage at Constitution Hall received a special plaque commemorating the Guinness record for most game shows produced, correct? How many is it?
It's 11,128 as of March 31st.
Wow. Do you remember the first one?
I do. Very clearly.
What was it? What was the show?
It was at Hollywood Squares. I was the associate producer. It was 1973.
Do you remember the celebs on the panel?
I don't. But I think it's a pretty safe bet that Paul Lynde was in the center square, and Charlie Weaver was in the lower left, and Rose Marie was in the upper middle, and
you were backstage.
And I was backstage.
Do you give us a run through of a bunch of from Hollywood, from Hollywood Squares to Jeopardy? What all shows have you done?
Well, I did two versions of Hollywood Squares, the original for more than 10 years, and then I did the John Davidson-hosted version. I did a couple of shows at Stephen Cannell Productions for Rick Rosner, one called Personals, a late-night dating show, one called Caesar's Challenge that was out of Las Vegas, and about 8,000 of the shows for which I received the certification are Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy.
Now, what has it been like working with Trebek all these years?
Well, as you can see and as everybody knows, he's simply the best. I mean, could anybody be better suited to host this show than Alex Trebek?
And how about, you mentioned Wheel of Fortune a few seconds ago. What about Pat and Vanna? And Pat, I believe, lives in Baltimore, right? Doesn't he fly out every now and then? What's it been like with those two?
Well, yes, Pat does. His permanent home is in the Baltimore area. He married a woman from this area, and he's stuck around. He really likes it. They're
something
great.
In the water here, man.
Yeah, that must be it. But they're great. They are exactly what they seem to be, which is two of the nicest, most down-to-earth people you could ever want to meet.
And what was it like knowing that? I mean, you probably saw this on the calendar coming up. You know, it's like Cal Ripken breaking the streak. But what's it like now that it's actually happened? To think back on all those episodes later, and just how special is it?
Well, it did force me to look back over my career and think about the shows that I've done, and get out some of those old scrapbooks and clippings and pictures and things. And it's great. It's wonderful to be associated with the type of programming that makes people happy and gives money away, and what could be wrong with that?
And how fitting is it then too that this you do set this record with teens, with a new generation coming? That's kind of fitting.
It is fitting because we're both of our shows, Wheel and Jeopardy, have a lot of legacy viewers. So we have young people watching it whose parents watch it and their parents watched it. So that's one of the advantages of having been around for so long.
And you shoot it at that Sony lot out there, right? I was just out, right? Yeah, I did. I was out there covering the Oscars when we were there. Is it true if you peel back part of the carpet, there's a little yellow brick road there somewhere?
There are...
Is that a rumor?
No, there are a couple of little places on the lot where they have placed yellow bricks to sort of indicate where some of the scenes were shot from Wizard of Oz.
Right, and there's the big rainbow over top. Thank you, sir. You're generous with your time. Appreciate it. And
welcome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.